Z89.3 Aho's Hit Music, BTS and Dynamite. And Maluma right before that. So on the phone with us, Rebecca J, we've got Carly C, who we know her. We've played a few of her songs. We've been playing a couple of her songs here on the station, and she is on the phone with us because she's got a brand new song. Carly, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. You?
You know, we're hanging in there. We're hanging in there. Thank you so much for joining us. I mean, it's such an honor to have you on our little radio station here in Aho.
Thanks for playing me.
Oh, so tell us a little bit about Carly C, like where you're from, where are you now?
So I am from Hamilton, New Jersey. I'm still in Hamilton, New Jersey. I don't think that's ever going to change.
Because you love New Jersey, right?
I don't. My fiance does.
So you have to go with where he wants to be.
Just kind of like, he wants to be here. I want to be in Nashville.
Uh-huh. Well, Nashville, I hear Nashville's a pretty cool place. I'm actually from Tennessee.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm from Memphis. The other side of it, the icky part. Nashville, though, I hear is really nice. So who are some of your biggest musical influences?
Oh, I hate this question because I don't know. I don't have like one person because I listen to everything from punk pop to country to you name it, 80s.
Right.
I like it all. I don't have one person.
Not one in particular or two.
No,
or three.
I mean, like,
no,
if I had to pick one, like I like 80s music, like Ann Wilson from Heart.
Uh-huh.
Like, I love.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. I'm you know, that's how I am. I enjoy so many different types of music. So, you know, we were one of the first stations to play your song, I Was Gonna Love You, which we hear it actually made it to 77 on the Music Row Country chart.
Shockingly enough, it did through somehow.
And that kind of leads into what are the, because you're an independent artist, so what are some of the biggest challenges of being an independent artist?
Oh my God, there's so many, but just getting people to listen to you.
Right.
Like, I don't have a label, so as soon as they see me come through and some big name comes through, that's it. Like, I get pushed to the trash can.
Yeah, no, it is very, very difficult. I mean, maybe you need to go and do something on TikTok.
Oh, maybe.
Well, that might do it.
I mean, isn't that how... a lot of people get noticed nowadays. You got to do some crazy thing on TikTok. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, right now my whole TikTok feed is just Taylor Swift, and I'm over it.
Well,
like, no one should be putting music out right now because she just did. So there's no hope for any of us.
Oh, when you take over the entire top 10 in your first week, I mean, that's just crazy. And it's like I'm kind of confused on that because we just added one song, Anti-Hero, and it's like I'm not adding 10 of her songs. So I don't know where these other songs are getting played. So I'm kind of confused.
I can't even get my one song added, and she got 10.
Right. So yeah, when I saw the charts that week, I'm like, okay, well, I'll do the number one, and then that's it. So okay, so you're.
I was like, I give up.
So your new song, In Love With Amazon Prime, what was the, maybe you don't like inspirational thing, but what was the inspiration behind that one? And did you have to get permission from Amazon?
I did not get permission from Amazon, so I hope Jeff Bezos and Amazon does not do me. but this started out as a joke because my fiance always laughs. His packages show up to my house 3 or 4 times a day. Can you attest to that?
Oh, for sure.
And it just, I started playing around with the guitar, writing that, just showed him a little piece of it, and he started like cry laughing on the floor. And he's like, I'm like, you hate it? And he goes, no, it's sad because it's all true.
Well, I know here in Aho, if it wasn't for Amazon Prime, I mean, because we're out in the middle of the desert, so there's no Walmart near here or anything like that. So if it wasn't for Amazon, oh my God, I don't know what we'd do.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
our
mall.
The sad thing is, like, I have 2 CVSs, 2 Walmarts, 2 Walgreens. I have everything near me, and I still go to Amazon first.
Right, and that is so true. Because even when we lived in town, I would be like, right there. Oh, we need something. Oh, well, I'll just go right here.
It's just addicting.
It is addicting. When you don't have to go into, I don't like going into big stores. I just don't like it. I mean, I'm not a huge people person. So
then there's times I've ordered stuff and it shows up the same day. I'm like, how did they do that?
Well, right. Yes. Because if you're in the right areas, you can get it same day. And it's like, that is so crazy. All right. So I have one last question for you. How's Diesel doing?
He is crazy. He's a, for the people that don't know, he's my bearded dragon, mm-hmm. and he is crazy.
And so there's a little bit of time there he looked like he was under the weather. How's he doing now?
Right now, he's pretty good. We have a kind of a running sad joke that every October is like where he pretends to die. Every October, he seems to get sick or something happens, and then he's fine the next month.
Well, that's good. So Diesel, that's her bearded dragon.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Right. She posts a lot of things with Diesel.
So he's a character.
He definitely has personality. So there you go. Well, Carly, thanks so much for joining us on this Friday for the debut of your new song. We're definitely honored here in Western Pima County to be pretty much, are we the first station in the U.S. to play your new song?
Yes.
and that makes it even that much better. Thank you so much. And here it is. It's Carly C. in love with Amazon Prime right here on Z89.3 KZAO, the voice of Western Pima County.